رحم الله من قرأ الفاتحة مع الصلوات.
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل
محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Please say salawat all together. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين، أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. For reappearance of Imam Zaman, salawat. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم وظالميهم وقاسبي حقوقهم، لعنة الدائمة من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. محمد رسول الله، والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم، تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا، سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود. Please say salawat all together. In the beginning, I would like to say condolences before Imam of the Age, Hazrat Hujjat ibn al-Hassan al-Askari alayhi salatu was salam. For demise anniversary of his representative, one of the greatest personality, a role model in the late history of Islam, a grand scholar within the Muslim Ummah, a leader that has been one of the reflection of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala alayhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul. And as we are commemorating the anniversary of our late leader, I'm sorry. My throat is hurting. I have the problem, cough problem from last 2 days. In the beginning, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we are starting the seminar for the legacy of marhum Imam Rizwanullah ta'ala alayhi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all to take the lessons from the teachings and the life which is exemplary life in today's world. A personality who became a role model like the Prophet, peace be upon him. In the last century, the century when the clouds of disbelief and the faithlessness, it was covering the skies of the faith. The confusions of the Marxism and the socialism and the communism, it was covering the people and the minds of people. And polytheism, it was becoming a tradition within the world. In that century, we have seen that a great personality like Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, son of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, he had arisen like the sun on the sky and removed all types of the confusions from the world and brought people towards the real faith. And he created that faith in the hearts, and he revised the people and the history towards its the future. And he brought people close to 1400 years ago, that the people, they could understand the life or exemplary life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, who was called لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. If one wanted to see the role life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, then he could see the life of Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayhi. If one wanted to see the image of the life of Amirul Mu'mineen Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, then it was possible for somebody that he could see the life of Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayhi, because he was an image of all the Prophets and Aimma Alayhi Salam, or inheritor of the Prophets and Aimma Alayhi Salam. And we are proud to open the eyes in the age, that is age of Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayhi. We have to be proud that we have seen his life, we have lived under his leadership. Yes, we could not have chance to see the Prophet, peace be upon him, but we can say that Allahumma rabbana innana sami'na munadiyan yunadi lil iman an aminu bi rabbikum fa amanna. That is munadi, a caller in this world today again. He called us toward that faith, the reality of the faith, the religion which is called Muhammadan Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He removed all types of the confusions of the communism and the Marxism that he remarked once in his life, that today you can see the communism and the Marxism in the museum. It will not be in the part of the life of the people, but it will be remaining in the history and the museum, that the people, they would see that in the museum. That is a history. Yes, brothers and sisters, this personality that we want to have today, open the life of this personality. In the beginning, I have chosen today to speak about one of the verses from Surah Fatiha, verse number 29. Although maybe I would not be able to speak about the full ayat and a complete ayat, but inshallah, I would like to explain a little bit about the beginning of this verse. This is a verse which speaks about the tradition of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and legacy of the Prophet, peace be upon him. If a historian or if a personality who stands on the podium and when he likes to speak about the tradition of the Prophet and legacy of Prophet, maybe he would like to speak about different type of the aspects. his individual life. And sometimes they close the personality of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in some individual actions. For example, taking the miswak in with him, and how he used to wash his teeth, and how he used to have cleanliness in his life. But when Quran speaks about the legacy of the Prophet, at that time you'd find that Quran speaks about the social life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his relations with the society at that time. What kind of relation Prophet had in his life? And if we look at the relations of the Prophet with the society at his time, then we can understand the legacy of Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, and the main theme of the life of Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh. Let us look at the beginning of this verse. It speaks by saying, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم. This is one of the verses where full statement, it's been said محمد رسول الله. In most part of the Quran, yes, لا إله إلا الله, you can find somewhere, and then محمد رسول الله, and the name of Prophet with his post, that Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That great personality is messenger of Allah. But it continues by saying, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ, Prophet who is messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who accompany with Prophet, peace be upon him, أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ. One of the interesting points that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala includes the people, those who are with Prophet, those who are in the company of the Prophet, he includes them with the Prophet, with the personality of the Prophet, with the legacy of the Prophet, with the tradition of the Prophet, with the thoughts and the belief of the Prophet, with the practice of the Prophet. That is where a person who believes in the Prophet, who follows the Prophet, who lives in the company of the Prophet. And surely when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to speak about those who are in the ma'iyyat of the Prophet, who are in the company of the Prophet, these are not only the people, those who lived in the time of Prophet. But of course, all those people who are in any age, in any time, if they become and follow the same path, they would be included in the ma'iyyat of the Prophet, peace be upon him as well. Muhammadur Rasulullah walladheena ma'ahu. Let us think that today, in this world, while we believe in the Prophet, and we follow the Prophet, peace be upon him, we can be included in this verse, ma'ahu, we are with the Prophet. There can be two ways, either we are with the Prophet or we are against the Prophet. There is no other way, there is no medium path. We have to think about ourselves, that do we consider ourselves that we are with the Prophet? Yes, we are with the Prophet. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about three important relations of the Prophet. One of the relation of the Prophet with the disbelievers, the people, those who are faithless people in this world. Second relation of the Prophet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third relation of the Prophet with himself. So these are three important relations of the Prophet. And very interestingly, then when you look at this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not starting to speak his relation with the faithful people, but he starts speaking
the relation of the prophet with the disbelievers. What is the reason? That in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ. Then says, رُحَمَاءُ بِنَّهُمْ. The personality who has been called in Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. You are mercy over the world. But when this personality is being narrated by Quran, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he speaks about the belief and the practice of the Prophet and his relation with the disbelievers, or this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ. He is hard over the disbeliever. He is extreme against the faithless people. And I would like to make it clear that here the relation, it's not with the individuals. When Allah speaks أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ, not عَلَى الْكَافِرِ, it's not been said the relation with the individuals, but it's been said أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ as a congregation. When they got together, when they are united on this belief, when they are united on their infidel thoughts, over there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ. Yes, he was merciful with the individuals to attract their minds toward Islam, to call them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But his shiddah and his hardness, it was only for those people who were being united on the kufr. So when they are united at that time, Prophet has to be shadid. And here is also another unity. Other side you can see a unity, that is unity for the kufr, for disbelief. Here is the unity for faith. Muhammadur Rasulullah walladheena ma'ahu. These are the group of the people. This is a united front against disbelievers. Ashiddaa 'ala al-kuffar. But the second relation, when it comes with the close ones. Can you please say salawat? Within themselves, Prophet and his believer, they are merciful amongst themselves. And then the third relation, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Prophet's relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا. That in relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet and his believer are submissive before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can see only in the position of ruku or sajda. This is beautiful explanation about the Prophet and his relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he is always obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is always in two type of the positions. Tarahum ruk. And third relation is his own relation with himself. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانَ. He's always seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His whole life, it was only to seek that pleasure, to reach up to the point that he can leave this world with the satisfaction. Yes, brothers and sisters, this is the legacy of the Prophet, which is being told by Quran, which is being narrated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah speaks about the Prophet. Now when we say that the life of Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah ta'ala alayh, is same as the life of Prophet, peace be upon him. He followed the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him. That is why, when we look at this personality, as he saw the infidels, as he saw the powers, those powers who were taking whole world in their hands, and making the people as their slaves. Imam Khomeini became in this world like a person who broke all the idols in this world. How he has broken the idols? By calling one of the powers a greatest shaitan in this world. Or he was saying, no east nor west, but Islam is the best. Because Quran, when speaks about the Prophet, he says that ashiddahu alal kuffar. First of all, Prophet has to break the idols in this world. If one likes to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need la first. La ilaha. Then illallah. Quran interprets the same belief by saying, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْتَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Those who refuse the taghut, those who refuse the infidels in this world, and then believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While you do not refuse and don't break those idols, you cannot believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Khomeini is the personality who first broke all the idols within himself, in his heart, and then he risen up. And he started his revolution. And in the beginning of his revolution also, he has to break every idol in this world. One of the idols, it was Shah. The second idol, it were the powers holding the world. Sometimes he said that America is worse than Russia. Russia is worse than Britain. And all of them, they are worse than each other. So you see, that he has broken the idols. It's like Prophet entering into the Mecca. And in the first stage, the practice what Prophet had done, when he entered into the Mecca, he asked from his companions, go and break the idols. Because if we like to live in Mecca, we would like to clean the Mecca first, to make a place to live in. While the place is not clean and clear, it's not possible for the Prophet to live in that Mecca. So this was a practical life of Prophet, peace be upon him. And if we like to live in this world, we have to break those idols. Then this place can be a living place. Then this world can be a living world. And then it is possible that ruhama ubainahum. The second message of the Prophet, it was the unity amongst the Muslim. Brothers and sisters, in the legacy of Imam Khomeini, one of the greatest message and the important message, that was the unity. He called the people and the Muslim around the world that you have to be united. That's what he said, that if all the Muslims, they get together, they get united, and if they take a bucket of water in their hands, they can demolish Israel and the Zionist regime from the world. That was the tradition of the Prophet. Actually, he was following the path of Prophet, peace be upon him. And third, an important relation of Imam Khomeini with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tarahum rukkan sujjadan. That in his spiritual life, he was a mysterious personality in this world. One of the greatest spiritual personality in this world. Yes, he was leader. He was fighter with infidels. He was also governing a government. He has many other engagements, but his special engagement with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he used to give the special times spent with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking and communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is how he had a firm belief, and his belief reflected in his actions. That even the powers wanted to make him fearful. And in all the times, in all the difficult times, always he reminded the people, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should have firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Ayatullah Beheshti and many other were being martyred, at that time he said to the nation, O people, if Beheshti is not there, Allah is not there. We should believe in Allah. We have firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Shaheed Mutahhari was being martyred, at that time he reminded the people that you should have belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When war was imposed to the Islamic Republic of Iran, at that time he had firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was always seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. That is how he called himself as a satisfied soul. At the end of his life, when he wanted to leave, in his will, which he left for the people, he said, I am leaving this world with the satisfied soul. Because he was always seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He lived with the satisfaction because Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. And he left this world according to the satisfaction with that pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, brothers and sisters, when a person, he has that firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes his place in the hearts of the people, that the people, they love with him, and he became a beloved personality within the world. That when he was leaving this world, he broken the hearts of the people. And I can remember that the millions of the people at that time, they were feeling like an orphan. Not only the Shia community, but all the oppressed around the world, they were feeling like an orphan. Today, I would like to say salam and salutes to the soul of Imam Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh. May Allah bless his soul. And may Allah place him with his grandfathers, Prophet peace be upon him, and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And may Allah give us tawfiq that we can follow the path of marhum Imam Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh. May Allah give long life to the leader today, Ayatullah al-Uzma Khamenei. May Allah prolong his life until the reappearance of Imam Zaman Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif. I would like to welcome our speakers, Hujjatul Islam Maulana Shamshad Haider from Dallas. And also, I would like to welcome Imam Al-Asi, those who are visiting our center. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and reward them for this trip. And as they are visiting on this important occasion, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them best of the rewards. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.